Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Ayin Beis. And we'll start with the Mishnah and then daf Ayin Aleph from a Beis. Yesterday, Shabbos, you had we had the Agarata of different opinions, whether Ben Sower and Mora ever happened or not. That was a different day as in the Gemara. The Gemara had, at least according to one opinion, Ben Sower and Mora and Erin Idachas and Bais Hamenuga never happened. Because there are certain opinions that there are such unusual conditions for these three concepts, so it must never have happened, even though there are other opinions that said, I saw it, and I saw a kever of a Ben Sora Mora, and I saw a place where they used to dump the stones from the Bais HaManuga. That was yesterday on Anam Aleph on the bottom. Okay, let's start with the Mishnah on Ayat Na'alif Amid Beis. This is the last Mishnah in this parak about Ben Sora Mora, and then the parak branches off to items connected to the concept of Ben Sora Mora, but it's not about Ben Sora Mora. And then we get back to, in the next parak, the Elu Hein HaNisrafin. Ben Sora Mora was the last of the Niskalin. Remember, this whole discussion started back on Daf Nun Gimel, where the Gemara listed off, well, earlier. First we had, how do you do Skila, and how do you do the other three Mises Bezin on Daf Nun Beis, and then on Daf Nun Gimel, we started quoting, who gets Skila? And then, this is the discussion for who gets Skila, from Nun Gimel till the next parak, which Be'ez Hashem we will have on Daf Ayin Hei. And then we start Elu Hein HaNisrafin, the list of Nisrafin. But Ben Sora Mora is the last one. It merited its own parak because it has a number of unique halachos. This is the last Mishnah related to that. Ben Sora Mora Nidon Al Shem Sofa. As we had earlier, Ben Sora Mora is Nidon. It's judged based on what he is going to end up doing. Not based on what he did, but what he will end up doing. And therefore, the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, Yamuz Zakai V'al Yamuz Chayev. So let him die while he is, before he does those terrible acts, let him die Zakai innocent and not die Chayev. Why? Shal Misas and Shal Rishayim, Hana Lahen, Hana Olam. Because if a Rasha dies, so then it's beneficial for him because he stops doing Averos. V'hana la'olam, and the world gets benefit also, because he stops affecting the world around him. L'tzadikim, if a tzadik dies, ra lahen, it's ra for tzadikim, because the tzadikim cannot do mitzvahs anymore. We know only in this world is the tircha, and in the next world is just the kabal schar. So this is the world. Yafasha achas ba'olam hazeh, mikol shos, or the perkei avos, mikol shos olam haba. So the tzaddikim is ra lahem if they die, v'ra la'olam, and then the olam doesn't have the model of the tzaddik anymore to follow, so therefore it's bad for them too. And the Gemara continues, once we're talking about good things and bad things for the world, and for the tzaddikim and rishayim, yayin v'shena, wine and sleep. L'rishayim hana'a lahem hana'a la'olam. For rishayim is good for them because they don't do averus when they're sleeping or when they're drunk. And hana'a la'olam, and they don't affect the world. L'tzadikim ra'a lahem ra'a la'olam. Same idea because they're in a state of stupor and they cannot gain what they're supposed to be gaining. Pizer l'rishayim, being scattered around the world, not being all in one place. For rishayim, hana'a lahem is good for them because when they're all together, then they plan and they figure out all the rasha things that they could do. So, oila rasha, oila shcheina, therefore it's good for them to be scattered. Hana'a la'olam is good for the olam because once they're together, so then they will, you know, plan and scheme against the world. But let tzaddikim ra'alam ra'ala olam. But for tzaddikim, it's good to have chaburas. It's good to be together. So therefore, if they're scattered, it's not good for them or for the olam. And kinus l'rishayim, but the gatherings of rishayim ra'alam ra'ala olam is bad for them because they are mechazik each other in their evil ways, v'ra'ala olam, and it represents an evil group. For the tzaddikim hanalahem hanala olam. And for tzaddikim, though, it's good because they could plan the mitzvahs and learn Torah together. V'hanala olam, it's good for the olam. Sheket l'rishayim ra'alahem v'ra'ala olam. If a Russia has sheket, has serenity in this world, then ra'alahem is bad for them because it means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay them back an olam haba. V'ra'ala olam, and it's bad for the world also because the olam sees Rasha v'toglo, and l'tzadikim hana lahem hana la'olam. But for a tzaddik, it's hana lahem because they have time to lead the world and show the world how to act. That for them, they get to do mitzvos, hana la'olam, and they get to be a model for the world. Okay, says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, v'chim ibnei sha'ach alzeh, we had a similar line before, but now it's a little more expanded. Because this person ate some meat and ate some wine, or a lot of it. because he ate some meat, drank some wine, he has to get stoned. So Ella Higia Torah Losov Daito Shal Ben Sarah Mora. No, but it's not the Torah figured out exactly what these actions will lead to. Shesof Megamer Nechse Aviv. Ultimately, what he's going to do is going to take all and finish off and totally destroy all of his property of his father. Umevakish limudo veina motzei, and he'll try to continue his habits, and he won't find any more money in his own house. So what will he do? V'yotzei laparshas drachim, he will go out to the street. Umelastem es abrios, and he'll steal. What if the people don't give it to him when he wants it? Maybe he'll kill. Amra Torah, Yamu Zakai Val Yamu Schayev. So therefore, it's better for the person to die now, Yamu Zakai Val Yamu Schayev. And now we quote what we just had in the Mishnah, Shem Yisasan Shem Hashem An Allah Hem An Allah Olam, V'Letzadikim Ra'al Hem Ra'al Olam, Shein V'Yayin L'Risham An Allah Hem An Allah Olam, V'Letzadikim Ra'al Hem Ra'al Olam, Shekel L'Risham Ra'al Hem Ra'al Olam, V'Letzadikim Han Olam An Allah Olam, Pizer L'Rishayim An Allah Hem An Allah Olam, V'Letzadikim Ra'al Hem Ra'al Olam. The only difference is, it's our dafyomi lines, as they call them, right? The only difference is the order. Why did Sheket come before Pizur? Why did a little difference in order of these items? But it's basically the same idea. The big kasha that is discussed here by the early Achronim is Nidor Hashem Sofo. How does that work with the principle of Yishmael Ba'asher Husham? It's discussed by all of the Mefarshim on Rosh Hashanah. Basher Husham, that's why one of the reasons we lane that laning on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the second day of Rosh Hashanah is the Akedah. The first day of Rosh Hashanah is the whole discussion of Yishmael and Hagar. So why is that lane? So some say, it's right before the Akedah. So we're laning by Yerah, so we're going to lane one continuum. But is there anything contents related to Rosh Hashanah? So many of the Bali Musar say, just like Yishmael was Basher Husham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged him then, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu should judge us, even though we're in a certain state that's not so perfect. But once we decide, we're going to do better, but Basher Husham, once we decided, that should be good enough. So the question is, actually two questions. Number one, how do you put together Basher, what's the difference between Yishmael and the Ben Sora Morem? And number two, the other issue is, we say Yomu Zakev al Yomu Schaif. Right? So let us kill him now. So he dies Zakai. What Misa do we give him? We give him Skila. Why do we give him the worst Misa then? He didn't do anything yet. And what do we choshesh that he's going to do? That he's going to kill somebody? Right? So that's Saif. It's not that Misa. So that's what the Rishonim also deal with. The Rambam here, in the Pirush Mishnayos says, Betzora Mori Nidal Shep Sofo Ki Hatorah Hiida Mishahu Bimei Katnuso Me Rova Taiva Bazeh Hatachlus She Amar She Efsher Lo Basof Shelo Yigzol Bnei Adam Biyishpoch Damim Lokach As Mamot She Yaseh B'Mashi Yargil. It's impossible. Chazal had infinite wisdom. They knew that this specific behavior, which hardly ever happened, this specific behavior will lead to stealing and shvichas damim. V'Hashem Yisbarach Tziva sheyahareg mipnei zeh, v'yahareg hu lifnei sheyahareg la'acherim. So therefore we know he is going to be a murderer. If we know, it's like a rodef, which we'll get to the next Mishnah. But he's like a rodef already, because we know that this person is going to be killing other people, and therefore we say that we have to kill him. But why skila? He didn't explain it. So the Yad Ramah adds in one line. Not only was he going to steal, is he going to kill people, but he'd probably be Michal Shabbos too. Right? If he's going to have to do all this. So he adds in that line, because we have to explain why he would get skila other than, and not just one of the other Mises. The Das Kanim on Chumash and the Bali Atosva say, maybe doing his actions constitute a type of Mekalel of a Ve'imo. He's stealing from your parents, if you're being such a stain on Pagam, on their family, so maybe that's like Mekalel of a Ve'imo, which is one of the Chayvi Skilas. Right, so those are two possibilities why we would get Skila. Who discusses the other issue? That's the Mefarshim on Rashi in Parshas Kisaitse. The Mizrahi. Rabbi Yom Mizrahi is the one that asked this question. So he asks, when the Malachi Asharis said, Rebbe Shalom, Misha Asid Lahamis has been Chabitzameh, Yishmael's descendants, they're going to be pretty terrible against the Jewish people. So I need to just take care of Yishmael now. What do you have to save him now for? Would have solved many problems. So what do you have to do that for? What does Hashem answer? Basher Husham. Lefi Maisav Shal Achshav Hu Nidon. So I, why don't you say Nidon Hashem Sofo? So what's the Mizrahi's answer? Shaini Hasam Sha'adayin Lo Hischil Ba'osa Avera. Lo Minev Lo Mitzasa. Yishmael didn't start doing anything yet negative against Klal Yisrael. Aval hacha kvar hischil b'shu social asid shemikiva shemachala mamon aviv b'gneva k'dei lecha v'lishtos yavuz man shivakish limudov limasiv las mabrius. Here it depends if he started yet or not. Shmuel didn't start yet. Hashem, they have the malachim see the future. Okay, they see the future, but he didn't start yet. If he didn't start yet, he can't punish him yet. That's Pasher Husham. That is the Mizrachi. Then he goes on to the other question: why skila? What about other? What are other? Other mitzvahs. So he says, must be that it's he'll do averus that are chayiv skila. Okay, that is the Mizrahi. The Maharal in the Gur Aryeh has a different shot. He quotes the Mizrahi, and then he says, "V'yireh de'lo kasha de'hazeh shehu betzora morig goreim shehayahoreg kama nefashos b'shvil shehei mevakish limudo." Answering the other question. He's not only going to kill one person, he's probably going to kill a lot of nefashos. So there's no specific a punishment in the Torah for killing 20 people. It's only if he's killing one person. Suggest the Maharal that because this the potential is that he's going to kill a lot of people, Zeshanawa Gashib Sofo, Amrina Beisha Mishayev, Bisayef, each Misa, but if Kharami Zeyoser, but because he's going to kill a lot of people, and therefore, we are going to give him skila. Where does he get that from? That's a good question. But that is what the Maharal suggests. The only one who will give the answer to the question of Yishmael versus the Barsher versus our case is the Mizrahi. A second answer, though, to that question is given by Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says in a sicha in Simon Maimer Tzadik Hay in the new edition. So he says, what does it mean in Yidal Shem Sofo? So he quotes a Yerushalmi, which adds on one point. Again, it's a chiddush, but he says adds on one point. Yerushalmi right here. Tzava Kadosh Baruch Hu Shesof Ze Osid Ligmar Nichse Ave Viimo VeYoshev Lo Parashas Drachim UmaKapeches Abrios VaHoreges Adafashos. And after all that, he's going to sit, he's going to steal, he's going to kill VeSofo L'Shakeches Talmudo. He's going to end up forgetting his learning. That's after all the other items. That's the Yerushalmi right here. Peraches Halachazayin. Amrator Mutav Shiamazak Vayabazchayev. So what do you see from here? He started already. He's building on the Mizrahi, but there's one other. L'shakech es Talmudo. He's going to forget his learning. Nir mizeh gam la'achashu makecha es abrios. Even after he does everything. Adayin yish tikva. Maybe there's a hope to get back. V'yadayin b'kocha l'shuv midarka hara. Avakiva shu mashakeach Talmudo kvar ein lo derech l'shuv. V'yalkein yomaz achshav zakai. You know why Betzorah Mori is unique? Because Chazal not only sees that he's going to end up doing averus, but he's going to end up throwing away his Torah lifestyle, right? If you see that, so then that's why we're going to kill him now. That's why he quotes other issues. Why is Yishmael different? Is Yishmael also Meshachach Talmudo? He grew up in Avram's house. That doesn't say it about that. That's his suggestion. Okay, so that is looking more Mefarshim on in Yoni Rosh Hashanah. Different answers given.
Actually, you say Yishmael was doing nothing. He was thrown out by Sarah for a reason.
He was thrown out because he was going to be a bad effect. He's going to have a bad effect. He was thrown out by Sarah, but not because he was actually hurting. I guess he was hurting spiritually. Sarah didn't want him there. He was affecting Yitzchak, right? So according to that, maybe physically doing things, right? Not just spiritually doing things. He wasn't physically hurting Yitzchak yet. Even though sometimes might say it's even worse. Okay, you got it. Sarachian. More answers. One final source related to Betzora Mora as we finish the discussions of our Betzora Mora before we go to the next Mishnah, and that is the Tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe has a Tshuva in 1973 in Orachai, this is in Yoredeya, Chela Gimel Simin Lamed Hey. Rav Moshe was asked, Hine, Bidvar Asher Hitchilu Eza Bachura Me HaYeshiva La'ashen Chashish Maravana. That's his Tshuva, 1973. I was asked about marijuana. Pashut Shuhudavar Aser Mikaba Yikari Tidinim. He has his famous tshuvas about smoking, 3-4 tshuvas, but he has one tshuva, a specific tshuva about marijuana. Rosh says it's aser for various reasons. Number one, it's makalkel u'machala es haguf. Destroys the body. The afem nimsu anashim briim shalom mazik lahem, and even if you find a couple of people that it's not, aval makalkal who has had da'as, the einam yecholom lahavin davar liishuro, shizeh od yoser chamor. What is our religion about? By using our brains. If I do something to make my brain jelly, that's going against what life's about. It's going against what Yad is about. Shalavad shemoneh atzmo milimena Torah karoi, humeniya gam mitfila, umi mitzvah satora, sha'asiya below das. Right? The six mitzvah spidios. You can't do that when you're in a state of, you're not in your natural state. Va'od shu'gorim taiva gedola, asher hu yoser mitaiva zachila v'chadom. It causes an unbelievable sense of being, addicted. Is going to lead, as we know, to many other averis. There are many connected averis, collateral averis, that go along with this. You know what marijuana is? It's the isser daraisa of being a bensorah mora. Al taiva hayoser gadola. Why would we say? It's somebody who cannot stop his taivas. Eating and drinking is going to end up stealing, and that's what this situation is, says Rav Moshe. V'kol shekein she'asur lo havi atzmo lo taiva gadola yoser. And then he quotes the ode, and also parents of these people have tremendous pain, and therefore it's an isser of kibud av va'em. Yesterday's parsha. Okay, so that's a number of these isurim. By the way, would also apply to smoking. Bisman hazeh, Rav Moshe was nifter before much of the new evidence came out. He's nifter in the early 1986. So a lot of the diseases that are connected to smoking has come on after them. So that's why you see you can't prove. They say, "Oh, Rav Moshe did an aser." Cannot prove from Rav Moshe bisman hazeh. First of all, you also see his tshuvas from the '50s to the '60s to the '80s. Which way he's heading? You see he's about to answer it. You see he's about to answer reading his shuvas. You see it. So, you know, a lot of these svaras that he says for marijuana could apply to smoking as well. Bizman hazeh. Okay, Mishnah. Hababa machteres. Why is this Mishnah here? Mishnah is here because of the following line. Hababa machteres, nidon ashem sofa. What is a machteres? Pesukim in Parshas Mishpatim. Somebody is tunneling into my house to steal my money. The assumption is, the Gemara is going to say this in a second, the assumption is that he knows that I'm not going to let him come and steal from me if I catch him. He knows I'm going to be maimed myself, I'm going to stand up against him, against my money. He doesn't want to be caught. So therefore, I know that he's going to try to kill me if I stand up and not let him steal from me. So therefore, the halacha is, if he's going to try to kill me, I can try to kill him first. That's the halacha of Baba Machteres, he who comes through a tunnel. So what is the halacha? Nidon al shem sofo. Also, he didn't kill yet. The guy who was tunneling in didn't kill yet, but I'm not allowed to kill him. This is the concept of rodef. The concept of rodef, somebody's going after you to kill him, to kill you, you're allowed to kill him first. Not only that, the halacha is by rodef. Even if somebody is going to kill Reuven, I'm allowed to go kill him. Because I'm allowed to save Reuven's life. Doesn't only have to be the victim. The potential victim. Even somebody else who sees it happening. Haba b'machteres nidon al shem sofa. And that is what the Ron says right here. Why is this Mishnah here? Because once we're talking about Bensor Mora, which is nidon al shem sofa, so we quote this nidon al shem sofa. And once we have this nidon al shem sofa, we have another Mishnah about the halachas of Rodef. That takes us to the end of the parak. After that, beginning of the next parak, we go back to the context of the whole middle section of Sanhedrin, which is the Dal and Mises Bezdin. And we get into Elohim Hanis Rafin. I'll read you the Ran. I did the Tana de Tzora Mora Nidal Shem Sofo. Tanahacha, Hababa Machteres Nidal Shem Sofo. Afagab de Dini de Baba Machteres Nidal Kil Chaso, Besayif. Even though Baba Machteres is Sayif, as we'll talk more about in Amid Beis, still it said here. I did the Tani Baba Machteres Sahavi Chiyuva Mishim Rodef. And the first says all the halachas of Rodef. Okay, as the Ran just discusses the context of our Gemara. So nidon al shem sofo. So haya b'mach teres. If somebody is tunneling in v'shiber es hachavis, now we have a big chiddush about rodef. If Reuven is tunneling into somebody's house and he breaks something on the way in, he breaks a kli, breaks a vase as he's trying to break into somebody's house. Im yesh lo damim chayif. The Torah describes there are two cases of machteres. if somebody's father is breaking into the son's house, we could assume that the father is not going to kill the son. Even if the son stands up, the father's going to turn around. He has rachmanis on the son. And therefore, that's called the case of yesh lo damim. If the son would kill the father in that case, he would be chayav misa. He has blood on his hands. Because we know, even though he's tunneling in, the father's not going to want to kill the son, so the son has no right to kill the father. It's self-defense. Because the father's never going to kill the son. That's called the case of yesh lo damim. So yesh lo damim is not a true case of rodef. That's not a true case. So the Gemara Mishnah says, "Im yesh lo damim, if it's a case of yesh lo damim, then chayiv, then the father is chayiv, is responsible for anything he breaks." There was no case of chayiv misa here. There was no, it's not a real case of rodev. See, he broke something of his son's. He's got to pay for it. Im ein lo damim, here's the chiddush. But if ein lo damim, if it's a regular case of rodev, that the father, that the person breaking in would try to kill the owner, and therefore the owner has a right to kill the person breaking in. So then if the perpetrator breaks something, patur, then he is patur. Why is he patur? He's a terrible guy. Here's the chiddush. The principle of kimle b'drabim inay applies to the concept of rodef. Usually we have the principle of kimle b'drabim inay. If I do something that I'm chayav misa and mamon for, I shoot an arrow. The Gemara says in Maseches Ksubis, I shoot an arrow on Shabbos. And at the second that it crosses from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, at that very spot there's a clothesline and somebody's shirt is hanging there. So at the second that the arrow crosses through and I'm chayav misa, I rip somebody's shirt. So I'm chayav mamon at that very moment. So that's kilei v'drabim inay. I'm chayav misa and mamon at the same moment. What's the principle? Only one punishment. Chayav misa subsumes the chayav mamon, and therefore the chayav mamon is knocked down. Or I'm stealing something from my friend, but I don't pick it up. The Gemara is going to give this case. And I drag it out of his house into the street on Shabbos. Again, the chayav misa comes exactly at the same chayav mamon, so at the same time. So therefore, kimle bidraba mine. Many types of examples. So that we have by Mises Bezdin. The chiddush right here in the Mishnah is that not only applies to chayav Mises Bezdin, but even when somebody has a heter misa on their head, the person breaking in is allowed to be killed. So with the second that he's allowed to be killed, kimle kicks in. Unbelievable chiddush. It's such a chiddush that the Rashba has to have a tshuva explaining it. The Rashba, very important tshuva, in Chelek Hey Simin Yurches, the Rashba was asked this question. This is good. He says, how do you apply kimli in this case? The questioner asks, Umayka medami liahid gonev kis b'Shabbos. How could you compare a regular case of kimli to if you steal something on Shabbos and you drag it out? The kasha, the hasam, bezdin ka b'chayv ilay misa malach ha-Shabbos. V'lo matzi l'chiv e-mamon. Bezdin cannot inflict two punishments. So that's why bezdin can inflict misa na mamon. D'rachmana amar, k'dei rishaso, mishum rishachas adam ha-chayvo. Right, v'yetam machayev mishum shtei b'shayos. The Gemara in Ksubis, you only let or in Makkos, you only let inflict one punishment. V'hadamach teres lo dam yelaha to ha'ein v'dvar chiyuv misas bezdin klal ela mamon l'chudei. So I don't understand it. The questioner asked the Rashba. The Rashba answers, "You're right. You're right. It's a big chiddush, but that's what the halacha is. Tshuva." But he says, "You know why? It's not based on the normal that pasuk of kimlei." There are really two sources of kimlei. Reb Chaim pointed this out. Number one is kidei rishasa. Mishum risha achas ata machayvo. Bezdin could only be machayev him one punishment and not two. So that pasuk, you're right, has no connection here. Lo mishum kidei rishasa patri leilahu dugodev kiz. Elo mishum, there's another source for kimlei. And that is mishpatim. Velo yia ason an oshianesh. Two men are fighting. One of them kills, bumps into a pregnant woman. If the babies die, he has to pay for them. But if the woman dies also, then he's patur for paying for the babies because the mother died. So that's a different pasuk of kimlei, nothing to do with bezdin. So that's the source, says the Rashba, which could be expanded also to the case of machteres. Yeah, ason darshidan afilu chayvi misa shogegin. And then he adds, where else do you see this? If the guy ultimately didn't die in the machteres, why is it still patur? It's similar to, and Rashi quotes this also, Tana de Bechizkia. Tana de Bechizkia has a unique halach in Kimlei. It's Baba Kama Lamed Hei and Ksubis Lamed Hei. It's interesting, the same time, Daf and Tumas Achtis, where Tana de Bechizkia says, if I'm Chayav Misa, even Beshogeg, still Kimlei applies. Even if the actual Misa does not occur, it's Shogeg. Somebody's Bechal Shabbos Beshogeg. Still they're going to be Pater from the Mamun. That's the halach of Kimlei V'Dram Minei. It's the Chiyuvim that subsume each other, not the actual punishment. So says the Rashi right here, says the Rashba here, So you see, even if the person is not killed, see here by Rodev, even if he doesn't break the, even if he doesn't actually get killed, because he broke something during the time of Misa, still he's going to be Pater. That is an important tshuva of the Rashba. Again, Hey Yudches, and then the Rashi also quotes Tanan de Bechizkia at the end of the Mishnah. Okay, continues the Gemara. Amar Rava. So Rava now explains what we've said already. Amar Rava, my time is the Machteres. What's the whole reason? Chazaka, the assumption is, Ain Adama Batasval Mamona. A person will not let people just rob him. Vahai, and this burglar, Meimer Amar, he says to himself, Iazilna Koilapai. If I go, he's going to come out to me. He's going to block me. Veloshavikli, he's not going to leave me alone. The E Koilapai. And therefore, if he comes to me, Katlina Le, I'm going to kill him. The Torah Amra, Imbalaharkashkim Lahargo. And therefore, the Torah says, if somebody comes to kill you, you can kill them first. Pashtus of the Gemara is that this is the source. What is the source for Rodef in the Torah? If somebody tries to kill you, you can kill them first. The source is Machteres. When the Meiri quotes this, the Meiri says, and the Torah says elsewhere, where does the Torah say elsewhere? It says it by the Midyanim. Right, in Parshas Matos, Hashem tells Moshe, Tsroris ha-Midyanim v'kisem osam. Why? He quotes the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Pinchas, because they're going to kill you, so you got to kill them. So the Miri says, it's not exactly Machteres, you learn it from Midyan, but that is the source for Odev. Amar Rav. So now we have a Machlokas. Hababa Machteres v'natal kelev v'yatza patur. Rav makes a statement. Rav says, if somebody's in a Machteres, he doesn't break kelim, let's say he just steals. Let's say he steals some stuff while he's there. He gets out, Pater. He is Pater from paying back for those kelim. My time, bidamim kaninhu. With his blood, he was kona those items. Meaning kimlai, not only if you break something, but even if you take something, that's the chiddush of Rav. But now Rava says, Amar Rava, Mistavra milse de Rav bishesh shiber de lesnehu. Rav must only mean if the guy broke them, meaning they're not around anymore. He broke them, de lesnehu. Aval natal lo. But if he took them, he still has them. The guy standing outside his house with his prized possessions. Rav says he could keep that? No way. No, natal lo. If he still has them, it can't be. It can't be. It must be that he has to give them back. It's only if he broke them. And they're not, if he took them, they're not there anymore. And he broke them afterwards. For you all look, Kim, but Rava says, but my goodness, Amar Rava, filu natal. Rava says, it's logical to me to limit Rav, but Rav didn't make any limitations. Rav says, even if you took them and you're standing there with them, after why? To hayesh lo damim, v'nan suchayim. Because after all, in this case, what happens if an ones happens to the kli? In a case of yesh lo damim, where he wouldn't be able to kill, like the father-son case. In the case of Yesh Lo Damim, if the father takes something, and then an ones occurs to the kli, it's going to be chayiv. So Amma, what do you see from that halacha? Bershuse kaimi. You see from there that the person owns it, right? Chiv onsin reflects ownership. As we'll see in a second, whenever somebody has a chiv onsin in something, it reflects ownership. Right? Because why else would I be chayiv in ones? It's not a lack of shmira. So it must be that it's mine. So hakanami bershuse kaimi. So to here, it must be his. And therefore, once the ganav takes it, and even though it's still sitting there in his hands, he could keep it. That's what Rava says. Rav seems to say, but velohi. But Rava says, I disagree. Ki ukmina rachmana bershu say. You're right. The Torah says it's his, but that's linyan onsin. It's not totally his. It's regarding chiyav onsin. You could have a kinyan lagabe onsin. Avelinyan mikna bershu say demarayu kaimi. But regarding real ownership, it still belongs to the original owner. Midi dahave ashoel. Just like a shoel, a borrower also has a chiv onsin. A shoel is chayv in everything, except for mesa machas balacha and baal avimo. So he's chayv basically in everything, even in onsin, but he doesn't really fully own it. A shoel has certain kinyanim, but doesn't fully own it. So therefore, says the Rava, just like a shoel owns it partially, the gabi chiv onsin, but not fully. So too, right, sheela, you see in many contexts of halacha. You're not a full owner. Right? If you borrow kalim from a guy, you don't have to tovel it. Right? Haraya, it's not yours. It's a tovel it. Right? So just like a shoel has a chiv onsin, even though it's not really his, so too, when it comes to this case, says Rava, and therefore if he has kalim in his hands, so he has to pay them back. He has to pay them back. Some Rishonim, the Balamar, that Rashba that I read to you before, says that this is only a chumra de Rabbanan. Me'ikar adin mida oraisa, he could keep them. It's enough his that he could keep them. But mida rabbanan, chote niskar, he's sitting there with this guy's kalim. Like, he can't have society function like that. So that's why the Baal Amar here in the Rashba, in that tshuva that I read before, says it is a chumrah mida rabbanan. It's not a din d'oraisa. There is a machlokas rishonim, which could be discussed. We're not going to, just going to mention it now. And that is a machlokas. Rashi here says that when Rava says, milsa de Rav, if it breaks, if they're not there anymore. But if it's not talo, Rashi specifically says, bishashiber, see Rashi, mistavra, it's about halfway in the skinny lines of Rashi, mistavra milsa de Rav, de pater, bishashiber, bein achshav, bein la'achar zman. The less nahu. Rashi says that Rava is happy to accept if it breaks, even if it breaks afterwards. If he steals it, then it breaks. Well, it's in his own house. The Ramban takes issue with that. He says, what are you talking about? If it breaks afterwards, if it's his already, it's his, and he can break it. If it's not his, what difference does it make? So Ramban says, no, only if it breaks bimachteres. So that's where there is no chiyuv, according to Rava. Why is that? So how expanded is Kimlei? That's the machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. The other big issue here that's discussed by the Achronim is as follows. Once, what does Kimlei do? Kimlei knocks out chiyuvim. I have a chiyuv, let's say, I have a chiyuv ashava. I'm a ganef, let's say, according to the pashas of Rav. And Kimlei comes along and says, no, you don't have a chiyuv. Right, a chiyuv mamonis. That's what Kimlei always does. So if Kimlei knocks out the chiyuvim, so then where did the kinyan come from? It says, bedamim kaninhu. So how is there a kinyan? How does Kimlei create a kinyan? Kimlei can't create a kinyan. Kimlei just knocks out chiyuvim. Says Reb Soloveitchik, say other achronim. So this Gemara is one of the Gemaras in Shas that teaches us there's a concept called kinyane geneva and kinyane gezela. If I steal something, I own it. Partially, at least. And it might turn into even a full kinyan one day. If there's yeyush, if there's other cases, right? That's a tosis here discusses, yeyush, the bottom tosis, the second tosis. But says the Rav Soloveitchik, you see that this is a concept of kinyanim. Fine, Kimlei knocks out the chiyuv hashava, but then how does it become mine? Because of kinyanim. Where else do you see this? A number of places. Baba Kama is the big one. The Gemara Baba Kama. Two places. The tosis in Baba Kama Daf Yin Aleph. The case of Shamin. Ain shaman, Shmuel says on you, Aleph am an Aleph. Ain shaman lo laganef lo lagazlan. If I steal something and then it breaks, I don't say that I could give back the shards and then just be mashlim the difference. You don't say that by Neva and Gzela. You got to give back a new kli. If I steal your kli and break it, I got to give back a new one. But Ella l'nizikin. By nizikin, you just estimate the difference. Meaning if I smash your headlight, I can give back your car and then pay for the headlight. I don't have to get you a new car. Right, that's by Nezek. But by Geneva, if I steal something and then something breaks, right, let's say you steal a car and then you smash it up a little bit. Right, Maker Adin, maybe you have to give back a new car. Right, Ellen Ezekin. Right, Maker Adin. I'm not saying this is all Chalamaisa, but that's what the Gemara says. What's the difference between Geneva and Gzela versus Nezek? Tosis there says, V'hainu taima, the Ganav and Gazlin, Kanu Miyad, Kisho Tzio Mishas Bailim, because the Ganav and Gazlin have Kinyanim. And the second one, I'm coded, it's mine. Aval mazik, lo nischayev, ela kamoshi hizik. That's what Tosafot discusses there, based on Yerushalmi. Other cases as well. Let's quote one more. So you have this Gemara, Baba Kama, Yud Aleph, Sanhedrin, Ayin Beis, and one more, Rav Soloveitchik quoted, Kiddushin Dafnun Beis. What's the case? A man steals something from a woman. And then tries to marry her with it. Does that work? Something has to be owned by the chassan, has to own the ring beforehand. So if the man steals it for the woman, then gives it back to her. So does that marriage work? The Gemara says, usually kishah begezel does not work. But begezel didah, here it works. If he steals something from a third party and gives it to the woman, it doesn't work. But if he steals from her, it works. Why? Rashi there says, kivan de kabilte achilte. Because she accepted it, she didn't say a thought, okay, thank you very much, it's mine. She didn't say that, she just said, oh, thank you. Right? It must mean she was mochelis. But she was mochelis to him. And it's born ke'echad. She was mochelis, and every morning becomes his, becomes hers. Mochelis. Answer of Soloveitchik, again, mechila. You can't be mochel on an object. You can be mochel on a chiyuv. You can't be mochel on an object. Right? I'm mochel, you owe me a pen. I'm mochel. You're mochel the pen? No, you're mochel the chiyuv to return the pen. But how does it become the husband's, though? The man's. He's mochel on the chiyav hashavah. She's mochel on the chiyav hashavah. How does it become his? Ah, it must be. There's a kinyan. There's always a kinyan g'nei that held in abeyance because of the chiyav hashavah. Once the chiyav hashavah is knocked out, memela, the kinyan kicks in. Okay, period. Let's continue. Tanan says the Mishnah, ba machtaris v'shi b'ar zachavis. The person is in machtaris, and he breaks the kli. Yesh lo damim chayef, ein lo damim pater. That was our Mishnah. Taima the shiber. The reason that you're pater is because you broke it. Tchi ein lo damim pater. And if he's allowed to kill you, you're pater. Hanatal mashma if, right, if he just took it, lo. Dafka says shiber in the Mishnah. So isn't that a riot to Rava against the pashas of Rav? No. Hu adin, dafilo notonami. Even if he just took it, you'd be pater. Vada katani shiber sachavis, kamash malan. What's the chiddush of saying breaking it? The chiyesh lo damim, the chiddush of that if he's not allowed to kill his father, yesh lo damim, afa got the shiber nami chayiv. Even if he ended up breaking it, he'd still be chayiv. So where's the pshita mazaku? Of course, if the balabais was not allowed to kill the person, so there's no road. If here's, of course, if he breaks something, he's a mazik. So kamash malan dafilu shloba kavana. No, even if he just tripped over it while he was trying to break in, shloba kavana. So where says again, my kamash malan adam uva olam. The Mishnah Baba Kama, Vitanina, we learned Adam Uva Olam, mean Shogim Imeze Beinonis Bein Ratzon. So it doesn't matter. So Kasha, you're right. Good question. We don't really have a good answer for that last one. Rashi points out, though, it's not a strong question. You can't figure out an answer. It's not a tiyufta. It's only a kasha. Why? Because it doesn't say beferish. Rashi on the 8th wide line, Dula behedyuk tani la natal chayiv. Doesn't say explicitly against Rava. So there are ways to get out of it. Okay, Masav Rav Bibi Barabaya. Next question. Hagoni kiss b'Shabbos chayiv. If somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos, he's chayiv. Shekvar is chayiv b'ganeva kodem shavodei yisr Shabbos. Why? If I go into your house and I steal your wallet, I'm kona the wallet right when I put it in my hand. So the chayiv of ganeva comes before the chayiv of misa. Kimle only applies if it's simultaneous. Here the chayiv of mammon comes first, he's chayiv. But hay megara v'yotzei pator. But if I don't pick it up, but I just kick it outside, I not kona it until it crosses the threshold of his rishus. So then I'm pator. Shari yisr ganeva v'yisr skilim mon ke'echad. Because then it comes at the same moment. So what is the question? So says the gemara, even if it's though it's whole. Right, this is a case of whole, right? 6 lines from the bottom, Rashi explains. Alma, afal pisha kisva hamos kayamin, amina bedami kaninu. If you say it, once we extended kimlay to a case of rodef, so now we're saying, if it applies to rodef, it should apply to a regular case of kimlay. That if the item is still there, you should have to give it back according to Rabbah. So the Gemara answers, ve'ilchazad shadinu banara, that case that your pater must be, that you threw it in the river. Must be you threw it in the river. You're right, you don't have it here. You threw it in the river, but if it's there, you would have to give it back. Okay. Weiter. Rava Igrovile, Dichri Bimachtarta, Rava had some goats that were stolen from him. Adrino Niele, Velo Kablinu. They wanted to give it back. They wanted to do shuva, they wanted to give it back, and he did not accept them. Omar, Hov, Anafet, Mipume de Rav. Rav said it. I'm not accepting it, even though I myself feel that if they're still there, you should have to give it back. But look, Rav didn't say that. Rav Pashtus, like I said earlier, says Rava. Rav Pashtus said that even if it's there, you don't have to give it back. So I'm not accepting it. Asks Tosis, what about Chiyuv Lasi Tzidei Shemayim? Why didn't he accept it? Let them be. They want to get it off their chest. Chiyuv Lasi Tzidei Shemayim, or you find elsewhere that concept. So Tosva says, no, because they didn't think they were doing Lasi Deshamayim. They thought they were doing it Meikar Adin. So Rava didn't want to accept it, because it's not true Meikar Adin. Rava said, you don't have to return it Meikar Adin, so that's why you don't have to give it back. Or the Ron has a different answer. What's the difference between our case, where Rava did not want to accept it, and the other case Tosva's quotes? For example, Esnan Zona. By Esnan Zona, in a case where somebody he owes, Rahman al-Assad, he was with a Zona, and he owes her a certain amount of money. He doesn't, because he's Chayiv Misa for being with a Zona. But the Gemara talks about Lasi Tzidei Shemayim, it's still a Chiyiv that you should pay. So, what's the difference between there and here? So, he quotes Rabbeinu David, Dolo Dami, Dohazam Gabi Esnan Sarach Adam Lamod B'tiburo, Avavishalo Yischayiv Adin. Their person promised to give something. He was committed himself to do something. So therefore, he has to be true to his word, even though he's chayiv misa too, in a case of Lasi Tzidei Shemayim. Aval kan, acher shekanu, hani dichri b'damayu, nimsa geneva zu kenuyu lagamrei b'yad ha-ganavim, v'nonet li shavon. But here, according to Rav, it is owned fully by the ganav. Period. his own fully. V'kachu over amu machzir k'misheinu machzir. If he gives it back now, you know what? It's a matana ba'alma, says the Ran. Sha'achar shakanim hechzer matana ba'alma hutukal yav. It's the zochiv there. By a case of Esnan, you're right, it's terrible, but he committed himself to paying. Mashaki Vir, he didn't commit to anything, he just stole something, but now it is totally his. Right, so again, that's the fundamental answer that the Ran gives to Tosfos's question. Vaiter, Tana Rabbanan, im ein lo damim. I'm saying, ein lo damim, right, if the person, the Baal Bayis kills, there's no blood on his head. Im zarcha hashemesh alav. That's the continuation of the pasuk. If the sun shines on him, meaning if it's clear that the perpetrator, the burglar, is not coming to try to kill him. So v'chi hashemesh alav bilvad zarcha. What does that mean? What, the sun only shines on one person? Ella, the drash is as follows. Ella im bar locha hadavar kishemesh she'ein lo shalom imcha. If it's clear to you that he does not have shalom to you, with you, meaning he's going to come to kill you, hargeos, you kill him first. V'im lav al targeo. But if not, don't kill him. Meaning it's got to be clear that he's coming to kill you. And Tanya Ida, we have another brisa that says, "Im zarcha hashemesh alav damim lo." What does that mean? V'chi hashemesh alav bilvad zarcha. Ella im bar locha hashemesh sheyesh lo shalom imcha. If it's clear to you that he's coming in peace, al tahargeu. V'im lav hargeu. And if not, not. So we have a stira here. Kasha stama astama. Do you? The first brisa says, if it's clear that he's coming to kill you, then kill him. But if I don't know for sure, I'm not allowed to kill him. The second brisa says, if it's clear that he's not coming to kill you, don't kill him. But if it's not clear, you're allowed to kill him. So stub is it's a stira. So lokasha kan ba'av ala ben, kan ba'ben ala av. The difference is whether it's a father son or son father. Father to son, father's not going to kill him no matter what. Rachmei ha'av al ha, rachmei ha'av ala ben. The father's not going to kill the son ever. But ben ala av, that's when you have to be worried. Period. Amar Rav, kol da'asi alav machtarta katil nalei. Anybody who comes into machtaris to me, I'm going to kill him. Labar, because they're going to try to kill me. Labar may Rav Chanina bar Sheila, except for Rav Chanina bar Sheila. If he comes, I'm not going to kill him. So my time, what is going on here? So Eli, maybe shifted tzaddik. Is it because he's such a tzaddik? So to cause him a machtarta. So what's he being a burglar for? He's obviously not such a tzaddik if he's trying to steal. So what do you mean he's not going to kill you? Ella, we should to kimle bigavei the merachim alai kerachim avala ben. No, he loves me so much. He loves me so much. If somebody like that, he's for sure not going to try to kill me. He's like my father. Okay, good. Tana Rabbanan. Later. Tana Rabbanan. Unusual. Damim lo. Damim lo, what does that mean? You're not allowed to kill him. Damim lo, right? There is blood on your hands. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. Whether it's weekday or Shabbos. Ein lo damim. Ein lo damim, you're allowed to kill him. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. Either way. So what's the chiddush? So bishlema ein lo damim. Fine, in the case of ein lo damim, meaning you're allowed to kill him. You don't have blood on your hands. Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. What's the chiddush? Itzrich. The brisa needs to tell me. Salkatai da chamina mita da havi aruge bezdin. After all, like Bezdin put somebody to death. To b'shabbos lo katzlina. Bezdin does not kill somebody. Thank you. Bezdin does not kill somebody on Shabbos. So maybe you would have thought here too. You're not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. Kamash Milan to Kaslinan. Kamash Milan, you're allowed to. Why? Because you're Sakar Safashis. The guy's going to kill you, and therefore you're allowed to kill him. Ella damim lo, bein b'chol bein b'shabbos. But what about the other case? The case where you are not allowed to kill him. Damim lo. So what's the chiddush? Hashta b'chol lo katzlinan lay. You're not allowed to kill him on a weekday. B'shabbos be boy. Of course you're not allowed to kill him on Shabbos. What's the chiddush of saying even on Shabbos? So amar of sheshes lo nitzrucha ella fakeach alav esagal. What it means here is, if the guy's coming in machteres, and then the whole building collapses on him, are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos to uncover, to save him? So if it's a case of damim lo, yes, because he wasn't chayiv me, so therefore you're allowed to even uncover it on Shabbos. But mashma, that if he was coming to kill you, and the building falls on him, you don't. You're not mechal Shabbos to save him, because he already was a treifa. He was already Gavra Katila. You were allowed to kill him, so therefore you wouldn't have to uncover him. There's something important here, but you know what? Let's just do a few more lines, and then I'll say it afterwards. Tana Rabbanan, Vehuka b'chol adam. Vehuka, what does that mean? Anybody's allowed to kill the Rodef. Umeis b'chol misha, the Yochel HaMiso. You're allowed to kill him with any Misa, the Baba Machteris. Bishlama v'huka b'chol adam. I understand what the drush is v'huka, that anybody's allowed to kill him. Itzra, because what's the Chiddush? Sakda the Chamina Balabayis, who the Kim, Luhu, Lay. We know the Balabayis knows the Inad Amam, Nadat Swal Mamona. The Balabayis knows he's going to stand up and the guy's going to try to kill him, so he could kill the other guy. Amal Achelo, but somebody else, he doesn't know how the Balabayis is going to act. He doesn't know. Maybe the Baal HaBayis is going to be a weakling. He's going to be a wimp, and he's not going to stand up to the person. Kamash Malan, derodev hu, v'yafilo achar nami. That's the chiddush, that this is halachically a rodev, and anybody's allowed to kill him. Ela, v'meis, v'chom bishesh ad yachal amiso, but in the other part of the drasha, v'meis bees, you're allowed to kill him in any way possible. So lamali, what do you need a special limit for that? Meirotzeach nafka. You know that from the murderer, the Tani we had earlier. Mosi masan al kerotzeachu. Ainli ela b'misa amurabo. I know you're only allowed to kill the rotzeach with the misa that he's chayev. Ubinai she'iyat the yochal abisa b'misa ksuvavo. How do you know that if he gets away and you can't kill him with that misa? Shata rashi la misa b'chol misa shata yochal abisa. You're allowed to kill him in any way. Tamalora mosi mas b'kol makom. We had this earlier in the Masechta. So the answer, you know, from Rotzeach, what do you need a special limit by Machteres? Shiny Hasam, to Amakra, Mos Yumas. No, because here the Pasuk says, Mos Yumas, by Rotzeach. V'nigmar minei, so why do you learn it from Rotzeach? Mishum Davi Rotzeach, v'goal adam, sheiksuven aban ke'echad. V'chosh neiksuven aban ke'echad, ein melamdin. Because Rotzeach and goal adam are two psukim, which teach me the same halacha, and therefore you can't learn from them. There's a question, this whole, is there a lachachila way of killing Abam Machteres? If you can't kill him in the way you're supposed to, kill him in a different way. By the other cases, it's a chayv misas bezdin. So the Ran, I read you earlier, the Ran seems to say sayif. The Ran seems to say sayif. That's the best way. That's the lachanchila what he's chayiv, because he's going to try to kill you. The Rambam, when the Rambam quotes the Nechaz Gedeva, he just says kill him in any way possible. Maybe the Rambam's going lomaskana. Lomaskana, when it says b'chol misa, the Rambam understands that to mean not just a lachanchila b'dieved, but any way possible. Unlike the other cases where there's a lachanchila and b'dieved. Tana Rabban, a little bit more. Again, we'll start off on the earlier point tomorrow. Tanar Baran, Machteres, Ein Liyala Machteres. I only know if he's mamish in the tunnel. Gago Chatzer v'Kapifo Minayin. How do I know if he's breaking into your house for some other way, from the top, or from the field? Minayin. Tamalomar, Yimatzei Aganav, Mikal Makom. Im Kema Tamalomar Machteres. Why Machteres? But Ishtere Rov Ganav, Yimatzei Machteres. Most are in the Machteres. Most are trying to hide and do it in secret. Tanya idach another brayso machteres ainli ela machteres gago chazir v'kapif v'minayin tamalomer yimatzei ganav mikol makom im kemat tamalomer machteres machteraso zuhi hasra aso machteraso because that's his asra. You don't have to give him any other hasra. Okay, this is where we're going to stop because Rav Huna comes up with a new din which the rest of the Gemara talks about. Rav Huna is going to teach me about this halacha about Baba Machteres not needing hasra. What about a katan? And we will continue with that tomorrow. But tomorrow we'll start off first with Akasha of the Tavid de Kashesa. The Chalkas Yaakov came up with the 93 unanswerables. Questions that he didn't have answers to. Called the Kava. Kava is Gematria 93. The Kava, 93 de Kashesa, the questions. The Chalkas Yaakov. And therefore the Achronim, that on every one of his questions, it's really a very thin sefer. But now there are three fat volumes, the Kava de Kashesa, with answers to all of his unanswerables. So one of them is on our Gemara. Number one. Number one is on this daf. So Beth Hashem, remind me, we'll start with that Beth Hashem tomorrow. Okay, and then we'll